Cesium-137 in the form of radioactive cesium chloride is used in hospitals and labs for irradiating the blood. It's also used in some industries. A National Academy of Sciences panel says the compound is so common and dispersible that there's a sufficient risk terrorists could steal the material and put it into explosive devices to create a dirty bomb. The panel says the bomb would probably not cause mass casualties, but could make an area uninhabitable for an extended period of time. So UW-Madison Public Affairs Professor David Weimer helped do a benefit-cost analysis of replacing the irradiators. He says the federal government should open its wallet.
In particular, we believe they should be brought back and retired within the United States so that we don't increase the supply of these machines around the world.
Weimer says the buyback program could also help hospitals pay some of the $200,000 cost for a suitable replacement, like an X-ray generator.
It appears that the X-ray technology is comparable in cost to cesium chloride looking over the lifetime of use. So there's a slightly higher upfront cost, a slightly higher operating cost, but the retirement costs are much less.
Weimer says the Nuclear Regulatory Commission could also ban the importing of the irradiators, which mainly come from Canada. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.